Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, the return of Who Sucks Less, but first time for a few emails to the men's room at KISW.com. Cow.
Come on.
Come on, dude. Calm. Calm.
I'm calm.
One from our good or bad, what was your once a lifetime experience question, guys? Standing on the rim of the Kalawea crater, watching lava shoot 2,000 feet in the air. That's from Bill in Olympia.
I'd want to stand that close.
Is
that
the big island? Is that the big one?
I believe that's
the one.
Is
that the one on Maui?
I don't know.
Kilauea.
It doesn't matter. If it's shooting lava, it's good enough for me.
I mean, I guess it's easy to say, like, seeing some artists that we've seen because they've passed.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've been thinking about this question all day. Maybe box it in front of 2,500 people. Like, yeah, I'm not going to do that again. I've been to boxing gyms,
sure,
but I'm not going to fight somebody in a casino again.
No, probably not.
Sorry, Eddie.
Fortunate, at least not sanctioned.
Thank God for the show box, because we've seen Prince in a small venue.
Correct.
We saw the Foo Fighters.
In the Foo Fighters you could still go see, and even if Prince was alive, I think us seeing him in that small of a venue is probably once in a lifetime.
Well, let's see here. On to the birthdays brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
What do I got here? Gentlemen, can we get a birthday shout-out to our boys, Ryan and Callan? Ryan turns 12 today. Callan turned 8. So can they get a fish sandwich, a reverse fart, and Coach Ted pumping up Callan to lead his football team, the Graham Kapalson Little Eagles, to a championship? Yes, they are 8U, and yes, we throw the ball. Thank you, gentlemen. Love, Mom and Dad.
A fillet of fish sandwich.
All right, Callan. First of all, I don't know what position you're playing. I'm impressed you boys are out there throwing the ball. At the end of the day, football is a pretty simple sport, all right? We got a few things we're going to talk about. Inch by inch, yard by yard, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pure and simple. The Thrill, I say it all the time. What are the three things we got to do today? We got to block, we got to tackle, and we got to win this game. Let's go.
It is cool to throw the ball, man. That young.
That is wild.
That is cool.
I'm still shocked to throw it in high school now.
Yeah, no kidding, man.
Not in a power tee. Hello, gentlemen. I would like to send a birthday shout-out to my little butt munch, Ella, who turns 14 today. Her mom and I are proud of who she is, and she is doing what she's doing in life and just being an awesome kid. So can I get Coach Ted talking about being a teenager, even though she clearly knows everything there is to know? She should listen to her parents, maybe some dad jokes from Miles, because she thinks my dad jokes are cringe. Thanks, guys. That from Andy Mack.
Yeah, it's pretty simple, Ella. Met you before. You seem like a bright child. Now, with that said, you're not that old, all right? When old Andy tells you to do something, Dad says to do it, you do it. All right, he says jump. You say, how high, Dad? Same with your mom. And don't forget to eat your vegetables. Happy birthday, kid.
See if I have any, I don't want to get in trouble.
She's worked backstage with us, brother. I don't know. There's a lot she has not heard. Okay.
All right, guys, did you know you can cure a snake bite with an ant bite?
No.
It's called an anti-venom.
Okay.
Where does Sir Mix-a-Lot go on vacation? Where does Sir Mix-a-Lot like to go on vacation?
Butte, Montana. Butte,
yeah.
Djibouti.
All right. That'll always be fun to do.
Djibouti.
Djibouti.
What did 50 Cent do when he got hungry?
Hang on.
50 Cent. What did he do when he got hungry?
I don't know what.
58.
It's a stinger.
Guys, today's my son, Raiden's 13th birthday. He's been listening to your shenanigans with me his whole life. He would love it if he could get an OG fish sandwich, some green beans, a fart, followed up by Coach Ted getting him hyped up for his upcoming wrestling season.
All right.
And the rest of the year. And remind him to please do his math homework. Thanks, guys, and keep on rocking that from Matthew.
Two Oregon fish sandwich.
Green bean.
What?
Green bean.
Okay.
Green bean.
Chocolate. All right, first of all, son, good on you. Of all the sports I ever played, wrestling was hands down the hardest sport there is. Now, do you look cool in a singlet? Sure. Does everybody?
No.
Sure. See, it's a very comfortable piece of clothing, John.
I believe that.
You've never worn one. All right. Now, you got this season coming up, all right? We all know there's that kid at that other school, that other club. He's been thinking about you, too. So, you know, the thing is, it's pretty pure and simple. After practice, you got to get a few more laps in. Maybe a few more rolls around, you know, single leg shots. We got to keep sweating. Every ounce of sweat we drop out gets us closer to that championship.
Guys, 1 year ago today, Cecilia graced us with her presence. She's a total goofball and weirdo, and she's absolutely perfect. She's just about to start walking, and while we're ready for it, our house is not. She's bound to get up to all sorts of mischief. Exciting times ahead. So can we please get a little kid fish sandwich and Coach Ted telling her to slow down a little bit. Love the show. I'm excited to have her grow up with you guys. And thanks for everything. Happy birthday, Beanuts. We love you. Lots of love from Mom and from Dad.
All right, first of all, you're one. So slow down. Going too fast. 1 year old's big birthday. Make sure today or tomorrow when you have that cake, you smash right in the hair, all right? Everybody's got to do that on the first one. Second of all, you're also born with my grandmother's name. So when you get a little bit older, if you can remember the damn recipe for that mac and cheese, send it over.
Hello, gentle sirs. Please wish my mama, a.k.a. mom-in-law, a very happy, happy birthday today. Give her a fish sandwich medley, a pep talk from Coach Ted since her Longhorns lost to a team stronger than Rice last weekend. And since it's her birthday, you can bust on this year's embarrassing Razorback football team. Maybe some dad jokes for Miles. Norma is the best ex-mother-in-law I've ever had. I'm lucky to call her mama. That's thanks, guys, with a lot of love from Josh.
Can I get a filet of fish sandwich?
So you know I got
I have a
right.
Fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich?
Do I get a fish sandwich?
Put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I want a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Ooh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe eat your relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
At noon.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Though you don't want a fish sandwich?
So we want to talk about Texas, but also make fun of Arkansas?
That is correct.
Yeah, I mean, look at the 20 years of Arkansas football. Pretty simple. All right, now Texas football. Weird year, Texas. Came out number one. Arch Brandon's supposed to win a Heisman Trophy, lose to Ohio State, then lost to Florida last week. I don't know what's going on. But one thing that helps in college football is you get one of these games. You get two of these games a year, right? When the chips are down. You know what they're called? A rivalry game. You're going to be down in Dallas. Texas State Fair. Got those Bamas from Oklahoma coming over, crossing the border. Let's get healthy this week and beat them.
All right, some dad jokes.
And never forget their mascot is because they didn't wait their turn to get their land.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Mike, you might be happy to know I got one cleared from Ryan Castle here.
Oh, did you?
Yes, I did.
I doubt it's going to pass me.
I'm gonna have you take a look at it.
Can you see the dump button?
Yeah, let me see. I got that going.
Guys, my girlfriend left me after I told her I was born in China.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. She said it was a red flag.
Hey-o. See, that one's okay. That one's okay.
Yeah. That's not the one.
I know.
I'm currently writing a song about being a locksmith.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. There's a key change at the end. You want to take a look at this?
Yeah.
This is a Halloween joke. You can't ruin a good Halloween
joke. It's a Halloween joke.
It's Halloween joke. Right there. See here?
Okay.
Come on.
I don't like it.
What?
I don't like it.
What do you mean?
Let me see.
Come on.
I haven't seen the joke.
Come on. It's a Halloween joke.
I don't like it. Right there in the middle of the page.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
What do you mean you don't like it?
I don't like it.
He's laughing. You're laughing.
I know.
All right.
Can I do it?
I'll let it pass.
What do you call a Halloween-themed fleshlight, Ted? A Halloween-themed fleshlight.
I don't know. What?
A jack-o'-lantern.
All right.
That's it.
Not my favorite.
All right, guys. Here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yaz of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefly.
Now, the Men's Room wants to know, who sucks less?
Hey, time for Who Sucks Less. Stephen Thrill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They always suck, but it's up to us to determine, out of the three stories, which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to like the Men's Room on Facebook or follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed. And like we said at the top of the show, today's episode is the Petty Money Edition. Frivolous lawsuits, it's always driving me crazy. Perhaps CEOs that don't quite read the room before they open their mouth. And finally, just sometimes, can a brother just wipe his ass? Can I just wipe my ass? But let us start with the frivolous lawsuit. Halloween, of course, is right around the corner. And rest assured that Hershey will not be banned from selling Halloween candy. So last year, a woman in Florida named Cynthia Kelly, she sued Hershey for $5 million. Do you know why? Why would you sue the Hershey company for $5 million?
There was a bat in your chocolate.
No, because the pumpkin-shaped Reese's peanut butter cups were falsely advertised. She says the packaging shows the pumpkins have, quote, cool carved designs and faces, but in reality, there are no faces, and not bother. But that was not the only thing. She pointed out that several of the Halloween candies are also less spooky than they appear on the wrapper. Well, Cynthia, she will not be getting the $5 million payout, and the candles, they will not be pulled from store shelves where they're deceiving America. A judge just dismissed the lawsuit. She ruled that the plaintiff, quote, failed to prove any concrete economic injury, and the products were not rendered worthless. In other words, they're still delicious. There's nothing wrong.
Okay.
Cynthia Kelly, come on, man. You got better things to do than to waste Hershey's time with a $5 million lawsuit because your chocolate wasn't spooky. Jesus.
It didn't have the eyes.
Didn't have the eyes. False advertising.
Not a real jack-o'-lantern.
All right, so the last time you bought tickets to a concert, did you think to yourself, man, I paid way too little for those? Because the CEO of Live Nation, the company that owns Ticketmaster, he thinks that you did, Ted. During a conference last weekend, Michael Rapino said, quote, there's a lot of runway left when it comes to ticket prices, especially since tickets for sporting events are so much more. Quote, music has been underappreciated. In sports, I joke it's like a badge of honor to spend $70,000 for a Knicks courtside seat. They beat me up if we charge $800 for Beyonce. He adds, quote, when you read about ticket prices going up, the average concert price is still $72. Try going to a Laker game for that. And there's 80 of them. The concert is underpriced and has been for a long time. What is the concert that cost only $72?
Come on.
Again, and look, I've heard a lot of stupid things from people above us about the cost of things, but like, you can only gaslight so much, brother. I bought concert tickets. They are not $72. And again, everyone bitches about the price of concert tickets specifically because of your company. So even if you do think they're underpriced, just keep your mouth shut. We're not vibing with you on this one. And then finally, it says, look, we're used to watching ads in order to stream content or play games and a million other things. Here's 1,000,001. If you walk into a public bathroom in China, there is a chance that you'll have to watch an ad to get toilet paper. So there's a video going viral that shows how it works. You scan a QR code that plays an ad on your phone. Then the machine spits out a modest amount, like 6 squares. If you need more, you have to watch another ad. So it's not actually a brand new thing. Someone on Reddit shared a lot of similar dispensers back in China back in 2021, but most people didn't know they existed. Now, if you don't watch the ad, there is an option to pay a few cents for toilet paper instead, but it looks like you have to pay with your phone. So if you don't have it on you, you're ass out of luck. No pun intended. So those are the basic three stories. We have the frivolous lawsuit, $5 million against Hershey because their Halloween candy bars were not as scary as advertised. We have the CEO of Live Nation who, one, thinks the concert tickets only cost $72. In which case, can we just alert him, let him know that they're way overpriced, and he'll drop it down? Is that what he'll do? I'll tell you what, double the price from $72, if that's what you think they are. Anyway, he thinks he wants to charge you more. And then finally, public bathrooms in China, where you have to sit through an ad just to wipe your ass after taking a dump.
I can't get over the Live Nation guy.
First of all, you're lying patently to say they cost $72. I don't know. And this is not like everything in Seattle is more expensive except concert tickets. That's pretty much in this country.
And weed. Anyway. Yeah, I mean, right, like weed. If you get a deal at an amphitheater, and the other thing is there's so many musical artists and so many shows.
Mm-hmm.
To say the average is $72, that's including going to a small venue and seeing a band that nobody's heard of first.
Exactly.
And then I would also add in, like, look, I think a lot of this stuff is too expensive. I think the NFL tickets are crazy.
Yeah.
But you only get 8 guaranteed home games a year, right?
Sure.
I mean, not counting the preseason. Nobody even likes that. So it's like, there's going to be, those are going to cost more. But,
Why doesn't he look at what's happening in Vegas? So what you don't understand is, it's not just the ticket.
Mm-hmm.
There's a sign downtown, $120 for some event.
Like
I don't know.
Park?
Yeah. I don't know if it's a Seahawks game, Mariners game, or like $120.
Normally a $40 line.
Yeah.
Like, look,
yeah.
I'm going to go to the Husky game Friday,
mm-hmm.
right? I have a free ticket, right? Fine. But I've already thought about it. Like, Jesus Christ, if I get 4 beers
right
over the course of 3.5 hours.
Can you take beer on the train?
We're going to find out. We're going to find out if you can light rail a beer when I get out of here at 6:01.
I have it on good authority. Right. You can.
Wow.
I will add, I don't believe it's legal, but that did not stop one man I saw who got on with the 12-pack of Coors Light, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, cool, he's going to go home and start drinking.
Crack one right there?
Brother, as soon as those doors close.
I mean, I've seen people smoke on that train.
I was vaping yesterday.
Right, but I guarantee you, if I'm just sitting there sipping a beer, one of those guys come over and go, hey, man, can't be doing that. But to answer this question, I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
Right, one time at the Gorge, I was sitting there with a bunch of guys on motorcycles, I'll just say.
Uh-huh.
And the guy came over to me and went, you can't smoke weed here. And I was like, all right. Out of these three, like, the Live Nation guy sucks the most.
I think the Florida
one. I'm fine. If you're public toilets, you're going to tell me it's clean and I have to watch one ad? Okay.
They did not say they're clean. They just said it's a public toilet. It might be clean. It might not. I do not know.
Well, some places in Europe, you got to put in quarters, but they're supposed to be clean. Yeah.
See, I agree with Ted because they held up the court system for the Hershey crap. A judge had to take the time to go through this frivolous crap.
And waste
time where he could have been spending it in other places that actually mattered.
Yeah.
So I'm going with China toilet paper ad.
All right. Quick side note. Do you guys have opinion on Hershey's holiday chocolate as opposed to the regular cups? Because there's no ridges in the Christmas tree or the pumpkin.
Do you need the ridges?
Does that affect you?
Some people like it better when it's smooth. I'm team ridge.
I'm good either way. As long as you got your chocolate and your peanut butter. Do you lick the ridges, the rim?
No, but you can nibble around it. You nibble around it and save the peanut butter in the middle.
Gotcha.
Stop it.
Fascinating.
Stop it.
Coming up at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
All right, come up here until 5:08. We will drink and toast for the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check with Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. A new survey found that 1 in 5 high schoolers have had a romantic AI relationship.
No, they haven't.
Yeah, they've, yeah.
They've gotten horny talking to AI, but they have not had a romantic relationship.
Indeed. Romantic relationships have to go both ways.
It's romantic when you get laid.
It can be romantic.
Says you.
Yeah, you know, that's
fair. Well, everything leading up to it is all part of the process. Romance. Yeah, it's still part of the process.
But
don't get me wrong. I know
but what does this lead to?
Well, I'm hoping it leads to exactly where you want it to. But,
right.
But also, you said teenagers, right?
Sure.
High schoolers, yeah.
There's a lot of high schoolers that have romantic relationships. I don't think they're having sex.
Yeah,
but at least they can, you know, hold hands, kiss, get to third base, grab a boob, something.
But you always remember that first girlfriend, whether it's in high school or not. So that it seems like there's more just passion, you know, like in a Romeo and Juliet kind of way. Like, let's kill each other. I mean, not that way.
Because they're physically there, man, you know.
Yeah, you can't romance AI. You can tell it what to do.
I keep trying, though.
Yeah. That's my line there. You can't romance AI. You tell it what to do.
But, I mean, I know adults that thought they were in a relationship online. They were just getting catfished.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Absolutely. It happens. We read that every day. Somebody somewhere, whether it's Brad Pitt,
somebody
an astronaut stranded in space.
Right when that term came out, somebody that we knew had that happen to them. And I don't even know if I knew that term yet.
Yeah.
But it happened to them.
Do I know them?
Yeah. Do I know them?
Yeah.
I'm not sure who this person is.
This is interesting. Hang on. We're going to figure out.
Careful of the cameras.
You wouldn't.
Got it. Hey.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's that?
You're just messing with him.
He didn't clean me out for too much. Thank God. More research is being done on the health benefits of cold water immersion, but they say that there may also be other risks involved with it, too.
Because it's cold water?
Exactly.
Yeah.
They were basically saying that, you know, you could seize up and then drown. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, because you're dipping into cold water, and if you don't...
Right, so I think... Like, look, I like the ice tubs.
Yeah.
But you're getting in there for a minute, maybe a few minutes. But that's completely different, as I've done this, too, like an idiot. When you jump in the wintertime to a cold body of water... Your body really can go into shock.
It's shock, yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's right, the cold water immersion.
Right.
That's all.
And, right, there are health benefits that have not been scientifically proven, so even if they're more mental, there's a benefit there to a degree.
Whatever works, man.
Right, but just be careful.
That's all.
Just be careful.
I will say this. If you're feeling like crap on a Saturday morning, get in that cold tub for about 2 minutes. You feel right as rain.
Really?
Here we are.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I wish I'd known that like 40 years ago.
There's a study being done on the phenomenon of when people feel a sense of familiarity while tripping on DMT.
DMT. So basically they will, you know, they'll get high with DMT.
Mm-hmm.
And then for whatever reason, there's... I'm sorry. I don't know the term.
What is DMT?
They are tripping.
What is DMT?
Well, DMT's in everything.
Okay.
But, like, you know, some people could smoke it. Like, you look at Aaron Rodgers going to the jungle to drink ayahuasca.
Is it acid? Is it mushrooms? Is that all part of that family?
No. There's a term for it. But DMT is already inside of most of us and everything. Okay. Like, a long time ago, people would drink a bunch of cold medicine, kind of give you that high. But, like, you could smoke it, and then there's like some of those ancient medicines in those jungles. Like, they're combining these roots and stuff, and that activates the DMT.
And then you said, as a result of doing the DMT, what are they?
They kind of, I don't know if it's hallucination. I think it is, but then there's almost a sense of familiarity with that otherworldly spot.
Okay.
Like, you're like, I've been here before, kind of a situation.
Billy, you're sitting in your room.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm not in that realm, so I have no idea what they're talking
about. Come on, Mike, live a little.
Well,
do some DMT.
If people smoke it, it's like 10 to 15 minutes. If you're sitting there with like a practitioner, you're in there for hours.
Oh, yeah.
God.
Completely different stuff.
See, I love the idea, Mike. I'm like, huh.
Yeah, that terrifies me. Not very fun. Yeah.
Can we do DMT week on the mentor? Oh. We've done weed week. Let's do DMT week.
Who's high this break?
Right.
Damn.
Well, the problem is, yeah, you'd have to be sitting on the ground.
Oh, yeah? The chair's going to be too much.
I may or may not once seen somebody just fall out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn. Okay.
Damn, dude.
Like, what are those guys doing over there? And then you smell it. You're like, oh, they're smoking DMT.
I'm okay, man. I need to be in control of my own brain.
All right. Yeah.
I can't do it. Put your thinking caps on, boys. Time for the Merriam-Webster Word of the Day. It is an F word.
Yeah.
And it's someone that is hard to please or something that requires a lot of care, precision, or, yeah.
Finicky.
Finicky. You nailed it.
Oh, yeah?
That's well done.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah.
You're like a cat.
I was going to say, a cat.
A cat.
There you go.
Feline.
Yeah.
My girlfriend.
Some have been described as finicky.
Nah, I wouldn't say that to her.
No, of course not.
Because the only relatable is back to the cat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Women are cats.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you calm down, you finicky bitch?
Yep. No. We are not going to dinner now.
Yeah. That was the plan.
Soon as that phrase left my mouth, I knew we weren't going to dinner.
Yeah, exactly.
In fact, I didn't want to go to dinner.
That's why I said it.
Yeah. Joke's on you.
You told me the restaurant you want to go to. Really, they have goat cheese and artichoke. Mm-hmm. Okay, you finicky bitch, let's go ahead and... Oh, no?
I'm not paying
you
for that.
You canceled the plans?
It's just too expensive.
And I was getting the leftover ribs there.
The game's
I've learned my lesson.
Yeah. That's all I just have to go to the basement.
Watch Thursday Night Football.
Too bad I got a fridge down there.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, want to come over? I'm in the basement.
That's right.
I don't think she's coming down. She's really mad.
Sweet. The basement door has a sign that says the doghouse.
Yeah. That's when you get a really nice big TV for down there.
Oh, God.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, you hook it up. Yeah. She comes down like, what is this? Like the palace. Mm.
Oh, yeah. I know somebody who's got a huge TV in their basement. They spend all their time down there.
I ran into a bartending buddy of throwing mine at a Safeway Saturday. And I'm like, what are you doing in here? And he's like, what are you getting? I'm like, I'm getting the rolls. I'm making subs for this game. And he's got steaks and flour.
So I know exactly who it is.
I go, what are you doing? He goes, I kind of pissed off my girlfriend last night. So I'm cooking steaks. I go, wow. All right. That makes sense.
A new rare intersex spider has been discovered in Thailand.
Intersex spider. Yeah.
Intersex
spider.
I think it's interspecies. I think it's
like a tarantula had sex with a black widow or something.
Something like that. Yeah. And it
she wasn't taken.
That'd be a lovely combo.
So they're making love into a new
tarantula.
New
animal. Okay. Yeah. Right. It's a new tarantula.
I keep thinking to myself, man, I wish there were more spiders on this earth.
Yeah.
Thank you for answering that call.
What can we do that with?
Thanks, guys.
Give it a try with like a chimp.
That's what I'm saying.
We don't need new chimps.
They were just decided to do that.
This would not be a chimp.
No.
Just try to inseminate.
You could call it a chuman.
Just try to inseminate, you
it's
know
a
what
human
I mean?
Being.
A baboon or a gorilla with human DNA.
Mm-hmm.
Just try to just shoot.
They've done.
Why?
It's called bestiality, dude.
No.
They've already tried to inseminate it.
Have they really?
And then they banned the practice. Like in the 30s and 40s, scientists were really trying to get this done, right?
Okay.
Because that was the time, post-World War II, everyone's trying to do everything.
Like make a monkey man.
Then there was an international ban on it. So naturally, none of them listened because they're government-funded. But the only one that basically got caught red-handed was Russia at the time.
What?
Because like American scientists were like, we're not doing it anymore, which I don't believe. The Russians said they're not doing it anymore, which nobody believed. The Russians just got caught. But I'm pretty sure everyone was still up on it. And actually, I read an article like 3 years ago. There's a guy who... He was getting in trouble overseas. He was not in Russia. I cannot remember the country. It was a European country, but he was so actively trying to mix chimps and humans.
Hmm. No.
What about the guy that tried to mix humans and dolphins? I mean, for real, though.
What?
The guy that fell in love with a dolphin, used to have sex with a dolphin.
He just fell in love with a dolphin.
He was just having sex with a dolphin.
Because he's weird.
Okay.
Right, it's yeah, every time you have sex, you're not trying to make a baby. He just liked dolphins.
There's I never tried to make a baby ever.
And apparently dolphins, it's the closest to humans if you're going to cross species.
What?
I thought that was
dope. How was that closer to like a chimpanzee?
I thought that was sheep. Well, it's not close to our DNA, but the sensation.
See, because you could be
the sensation
like,
or the anatomy.
You have a blowhole, man. You can swim now.
No, that's like a nose.
Yeah, but it's on your back.
Yeah, no.
So that you just blow it. Yeah. And who cares? Whoever's behind you, that's their problem.
That's what I would do.
How do you know that?
Work at SeaWorld.
Because I think that guy talked about it. Then there's been other things. And
so the guy that was having sex with the dolphins, like, hey, it's the closest sensation to a human. You know, I would say, you know what's even closer? A human.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
But that's not easy for other human beings.
No.
That's hard.
You know what? I also say, just pure knowledge, and so nobody, it doesn't happen to anybody else. Sitting around a bonfire, and somebody jokingly goes, if you had that sex with an animal, what would it be? Don't go dolphin, because I've read.
Maybe you did this.
You know what I hear, man?
Don't answer so quickly.
Right. Exactly.
Just him and haw.
Yeah, dolphin. Think. Act like you're thinking.
Yeah. Well, since we're talking about marine life,
Arctic walrus. I've never thought about it once.
What a mustache. I love that mustache.
You ever seen his mustache. Hairy male?
That's right.
What'd that tongue do?
Orca.
It is
would people even be mad at you if you were busted having sex with the walrus? Or would they just shake their head and laugh? Right, because you hear people with dogs, horses. Yeah. You're like, what are you doing? If someone's with a walrus, I'd be like, wait a minute, what, man?
Some people call that high school.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I want Orca. Get the impod going.
Yeah.
Slump buster?
Oh, damn.
Slump buster.
How'd you get out of the slump? Had sex with a walrus.
You know the one
I'm back in the game, fellas. Yeah.
I want bar we never go to. She looks like a walrus.
My son looks like Mike Holmgren.
God. Big dude. Burly.
Hell of a football player. Unbelievable. Great mind on this.
Since we're talking about marine life, it is world...
Are we?
Yes.
Is that what we're talking
it's
about?
It's World Octopus Day.
Would you with an octopus?
No.
The Metro Top 10!
All right. I recently acquired some octopus knowledge.
Some octopus knowledge?
Yeah.
All right.
Of course you have. I mean, just why wouldn't you?
Why not?
Octopus wrestling was a real sport.
Do you have that?
No, yeah.
I don't have that.
It was big out here because of all the giant octopus in the Puget Sound.
So you just grab two, put them in a
ready
tank
fight.
No. Dudes would put on scuba gear.
Against those big ass
and
octopus.
And you'd have to go down there, rip one of its out of its cage or little wherever it's hiding, and kind of wrestle it up to the surface. But they realized over time, this is right after people were fighting bears a lot.
Yeah.
And they realized that it was boring because you couldn't see the guy getting the octopus till he was at the top.
Sure,
so that's why they stopped doing it.
Yeah.
Not because they're screwing with doggone octopi.
That had nothing to do with it.
So I've got here 10 octopus facts. And I thought instead of just reading you guys some fun octopus facts, I'm actually going to test your knowledge of octopi.
Of octopi?
That's right. We're going
to
see
what
you guys
can do. When you come to the right place, ask Ted.
That's right. Ted knows it all. Play along at home. So here we go. Question number one. What type of animal is an octopus? Miles, I know that you think that it's an alien, but it actually does classify into a single type of animal.
Is it a cephalopod?
You nailed it. It is a cephalopod.
It is. But isn't a squid also a cephalopod?
I believe so. Cephalopods are invertebrate animals, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
And also, right, squid does have that cartilage, but it's not really a bone.
It's not a bone. It's cartilage. Yeah, it's like sharks.
It's like what's in your nose.
And it also qualifies as a mollusk.
Really?
Yeah.
I was going to say mollusk.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to. Yeah. What?
Counts as both. Counts as both.
You're that kid in class. I was going to say that, teacher.
Test your octopus knowledge. How many hearts does an octopus have?
Three.
Three hearts? Any other guesses?
Five.
Five hearts. Miles.
Seven.
You nailed it, Steve. It's three.
All right.
I was going to say that, too.
You were two. You were going to say three, too? Three hearts. That's why they can love three partners in one life.
That's why I like octopus.
Hey, God forbid you get one of the Grinch.
Yeah. Two sizes too small, mother. How much weight can a single suction cup on a giant Pacific octopus, because that's the breed that we got here, so you know they got all those little suction cups.
Yeah.
How much weight can one single suction cup carry?
Ooh, that
50 pounds.
200 pounds.
Sounds stupid. I was going to say 50. I was. So now, all right, 100 pounds.
You guys are all over 35 pounds.
Oh.
One sucker.
What if they could do that suction cup therapy on you? Yeah, you got one on your back. You
right?
Know what I mean? He's just taking care of all the hot
you would
spots.
Think it would do the same doggone
exactly.
thing.
No. They asked too much and they wanted to unionize.
Yeah, that's
fair. Why we keep doing it as people.
Just stick it on your back like a backpack. Let it take out all the pain.
Yeah. Come here, buddy. Come here. Some 10 octopus facts. About how long do octopi live?
3 years.
3 years.
Oh, no. I bet they live a long time. I'm going to say 42 years.
42 years. Miles.
2 years.
2 years. Steve, you were the closest. 3 to 4 years on average. However, some of the smaller species live only 6 months to a year.
That's it?
Yes.
Suckers.
Unless they're eaten by a shark.
Because I was with Ted. I thought that they lived decently long lives.
They really do not.
No. I know there's a geeky yourself. You guys watched that octopus teacher movie?
No, I should have.
I swear to God, it's worth it. It's very interesting. It's just interesting.
Okay.
It's not a lot of action. Not a lot of people dying or anything like that. Well, the octopus... Well, I'm not going
to
tell you about it.
Back to the giant Pacific octopus. How much can the giant Pacific octopus weigh?
I will say...
Four breaths on them.
It's not really like... I bet it's not as heavy as you think it is because it kind of morphs.
That's right? What I'm thinking.
So I'm thinking 20 pounds.
20 pounds.
They get what? Like about 6 feet big, I guess, somewhere around there? The giant octopus?
Seems like there's some that get really, really big. So more than 6 feet, I think.
50 pounds.
50 pounds. Ted Smith.
I'm going to go up a little bit and say 65.
You're the closest without going over. They can weigh over 600 pounds.
Whoa! Jesus. What?
Okay. Yeah.
What?
Wow.
Wow. I wonder if they're just filled with water, because I thought the same thing, Miles. You know, they got the big balloon on top.
Yeah, but that doesn't... The arm, the tentacles would have the weight.
Yeah.
Yep.
I would think so, because the body looks like it just morphed into whatever the hell it
wants. Well, if a single sucker can hold 35 pounds, and however many suckers they have per arm, right, you got to think, all right, it's got to be dense and strong.
Exactly.
Yeah, nothing wrong with
that's all I like my ladies.
Yeah, good suckers.
Dense and strong.
With some good suckers.
Yeah. Sturdy.
Multiple suckers if necessary.
Put that on your profile.
About how many eggs does a female lay? Again, 10 octopus facts. How many eggs does a female lay?
10.
500.
500. Miles.
1,000.
You were the closest without going over. Up to 100,000 eggs.
Damn.
Ooh.
And you know what's weird?
That's a lot of kids.
And generally she dies shortly afterward.
I don't know if this is true of the giant octopus or all octopus, but there was something on a couple weeks ago. I watched it with my daughter, and it's this whole mating ritual between these two octopi. All right.
So octopus
six. The female octopus had already collected sperm from a male.
Yeah.
But just because she collected the sperm, she's not necessarily fertilizer eggs. She's still looking at suitors.
Okay.
So homeboy comes along, different dude.
What up, man?
And he does all the stuff he's got to do to prove to her that he's worth it. So basically, she scoops out all the other octopus's sperm and just tosses it in the ocean.
Right.
And then the male octopus, the new suitor,
yeah,
he gets to put his sperm in her sperm-carrying pouch or whatever.
Yeah, sperm spot.
And I was like, I did not know it was like that, and I'm a little bit disturbed.
Right, so that is not one of my facts on there, but they do have one specific arm that's like sperm-filled.
Yeah, it was the sperm arm.
And it's also detachable, so sometimes there's times when females are coming onto males a little bit too hard, and they're like,
rip the arm off.
Man, you know, you get a walrus coming after you. Yeah, they'll rip it off and like throw it at her, like, dude, go after yourself. I'm out.
Oh.
It's like someone ripping off your penis.
Yeah.
And just
but they grow back, though. They grow back with full mobility and full, what's the
I
word?
Wish my penis did that. That freaked people out of parties.
Ta-da!
I'm going to chop my penis off.
When octopus get bored, they often do what? Often, this was in my facts, they often do what?
When they're bored?
Mess with people.
When they're bored. Multiple choice. When they're bored, do they play with small fish like dolls? Do they eat their own arms? Do they blow bubbles? Or do they dismantle crabs?
Dismantle crabs.
No, they eat their own arms.
Oh, wow.
Because they're bored?
Because they're bored. I wonder if that's like chewing fingernails to them.
I mean, do they grow back?
Yes.
The tentacles?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Full mobility.
All right. Because people chew their fingernails. Fingernails grow back.
Exactly. 10 octopus facts. We've kind of been dancing around it. Do octopus have arms or tentacles?
Arms. Both.
Both.
No, arms. They do have only one, and you're right, it is arms.
Yeah.
Arms. I wondered
what's the difference between a tentacle?
That was my next question. So, octopi have arms. Squid and cuttlefish have 8 arms and 2 tentacles. Arms have the suction cups that go throughout the entire length.
All right.
If you look at squid and cuttlefish, when they attack something, they shoot out their tentacles, which I would call those arms over tentacles, but they have these big long arm extensions. They kind of have that paddle. That's where the suction cups are.
But just at the paddle.
Correct. Just at
so
the
that's
end.
The
tentacle.
That's the tentacle.
The tentacle has suction has cups suction just at the ends.
Huh.
Yeah.
Why do we have suction
that's
cups?
That's how you make them laugh.
Tentacles. Yeah.
Tentacles.
That's how many tickles it takes to make them laugh.
Then aren't our arms closer to tentacles than arms?
Yeah.
All we need is suction cups. We would have.
That's all we need.
Tentacles, dude. What is the only octopus whose venom is dangerous to humans?
The blue ring octopus.
Yes, correct. And that's in the South Australia. Pacific.
Yeah, that is,
and
literally
it's tiny.
Yeah, it's very
tiny. And people think it's beautiful, and you get all these pictures where tourists will pick it. It's like in the palm of their hand. It won't necessarily.
Isn't it one of the most deadly things?
Yes,
I believe that it is. Just like period.
I think it's like the box jellyfish, and then the blue ringed octopus.
Don't mess with either of them.
No, man. Very tantalizing jellyfish.
The very, very tantalizing.
It's just floating around.
The camel toe jellyfish.
Damn it. And then I'll leave you with this last octopus.
How did it get its name? I'll tell you a story.
Well, man, I used to do dolphins.
Then I moved on.
Then I moved on to the fucking jellyfish. And then I'll leave you with this last and final octopus questionable fact. The oldest known fossil of an octopus ancestor belongs to an animal that lived roughly how long ago? How long?
100. I'll say 180 million years.
180 million years.
How long ago were dinosaurs?
600 million.
Ago? I thought they were like 150 million years ago. As far as them going extinct.
I
think they had about a 600 million year reign on Earth. Gotcha. I want to say they went extinct about 100 million years ago.
I'll say 700.
700 million.
Yeah.
Ted.
I'll say 180 million.
180? Steve, you were the closest without. No, you were the closest without going over. Ted, 330 million.
I was
going
to say that.
330
million. Maybe they
traveled
in on that asteroid and, killed a dinosaur.
Yeah, right. A woman in the UK might have gone a little too far with actions against her ex there, Miles.
Oh, my God, what a terrible story.
Duh, about at 5:50.
Can't wait, yes. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast 51-year-old Walter Freimine of Winter Haven, Florida. Now, Walter was arrested Saturday for trespassing on Amtrak property. Well, the frisk turned up meth and a meth pipe, and while being transported to jail, Walter told an officer, quote, "If you arrest me, I will find you and kill you." Well, his threat didn't quite spook the cops the way he'd hoped, and he was, in fact, arrested. Now, when Walter was put through the body scanner, corrections officers spotted something in this rectal cavity, a.k.a. his butt. Now, naturally, they just made the assumption that it was drugs or a weapon or cigarettes or a cell phone or money. There was none of those things. Walter had a full-size thermos in his rectum.
Whoa!
A thermos. Full size. But the reason we are toasting him is because of what he had in that thermos. That
coffee.
In his rectum. Nothing. They're just like, you have an empty thermos in your butt. It's like, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, won the Stanley Cup.
I guess, man. Good God, Jesus. Bro. At least have something in the thermos. That's all I'm saying.
Keep this for later.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Yeah, so we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
It's over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitch hola.
All right, you're going to get tested online now for Profile This, 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle? The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.